We go now to another divided nation, Peru, where voters go to the polls tomorrow to elect their next president. The division's over two different candidates. One, the daughter of a former president who was convicted of widespread human rights abuses and corruption. The other, a former Army lieutenant colonel who once led an uprising against his government. Of course, the stakes are high. Whoever wins will oversee South America's fastest-growing economy. NPR's Juan Ferrero has this report.
Keiko Fujimori is 36, has an Ivy League education, and was elected to Peru's Congress. But she's best known as the daughter of former President Alberto Fujimori. He's beloved in some circles for having tamed inflation and crushed two rebel groups in the 1990s. He's also in jail, serving a 25-year term for authorizing death squad killings, and Transparency International, the corruption watchdog, lists his government as among the seven most corrupt in modern world history. It's a heavy load for Keiko Fujimori.
Quiero aclararle también que soy yo la candidata, no Alberto Fujimori.
In Sunday's debate, she tells her adversary, Ollanta Humala, that she's the candidate, not her father. Humala, too, has been trying to run against his past and distance himself from his own family. His father was head of a group that holds that Peru's Indians are racially superior to the light-skinned elite, and his brother is in jail, having led an uprising as an army officer that killed four policemen. Humala, who's 48, led his own coup attempt in 2000 in the fading months of Alberto Fujimori's quasi-dictatorship. His biggest political problem, though, has been his past ties to fiery anti-American president Hugo Chavez of Venezuela, who polls show is not popular in Peru. Questions about his democratic credentials recently prompted Humala to swear, hand on a Bible, that he would honor Peru's constitution. Peru found itself with such polarizing candidates after a first round of voting in April. Three centrist candidates defused the moderate vote. That opened the door for Fujimori and Humala in a country that's seen its economy grow an average of 6.3% every year since 2002. In her TV spots, Fujimori casts herself as a moderate who maintains successful economic policies while providing social programs. Indeed, she has the support of the business community, which fears that Humala would nationalize companies and take other anti-capitalist stands if he wins the presidency. Coletta Youngers, though, says Keiko Fujimori's presidency could well be the second coming of Alberto Fujimori. Youngers is an expert on Peru at the Policy Group, the Washington office on Latin America.
Although she has tried very hard to distance herself during the second round of voting, the reality is that she ran on a platform that her father's presidency was the best that Peru has ever had.
Indeed, many of Alberto Fujimori's associates are either running his daughter's campaign or will enter Congress as members of her movement. Gustavo Gorriti, a Peruvian investigative reporter, says Alberto Fujimori's supporters long tried to get him back in office after his regime collapsed. Since he wound up in jail, Gorriti says, the alternative was Keiko Fujimori. Juan Ferrero, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News.